Thank you for joining me for a spring cleaning meditation. During the course of this short guided meditation, we'll take a look at how your physical home and your life are very similar. It will give you great insight into where you should start your personal spring cleaning, and maybe the physical spring cleaning as well. So let's dive in. To start, I want you to find a comfortable seat. Maybe it's a chair or on the floor. If you prefer, you can even lie down. Wherever you choose to go, go there now. Get nice and comfortable, and if possible, place your feet on the ground. Let's begin by taking a few deep breaths. Take a nice deep inhale and a nice deep exhale. Again, big breath in, big breath out. Soften the muscles of your face. Relax your jaw. Allow your shoulders to drop down your back. Feel the rise and fall of your chest as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Bring your awareness to your back against the chair. Notice the weight of your hands on your lap. Feel the back of your thighs against the seat. And allow your feet to be so heavy on the floor beneath you. Take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. Now imagine your home, the physical space where you live. Walk yourself through the rooms, noticing the ceilings and the floor. And now, imagine the part of your home that you least like, your least favorite part. Maybe it's a certain room or a little nook or cranny. Maybe it's a specific cabinet, a certain wall, or a junk drawer. Bring that space to the forefront of your imagination. Be there, looking at it. Seeing it in all its glory. In your mind, describe that space. Notice its size, contents, colors, and smell. Now, I want you to think of three adjectives that describe that space. Maybe it's dull, cluttered, or junky. What three words would you use to best describe that space, that least favorite place in your home? Think of those three words And now think about your life. Is there a particular area of your life that also fits those same three adjectives? Maybe they describe your current job, a particular relationship, or maybe even your marriage. Why is this particular area of your life this way? What about it fits those three specific words? Now I want you to envision that same area of your life as clean. What does that look like for you? What would you change? How would you grow? What do you need to bring into that area of your life to make it better, to make it more enjoyable? What do you need to let go of? As you envision this area of your life as clean, as happy, healthy, and vibrant, notice how you feel. How does your body feel? Sit with this vision of your life, keeping it at the forefront of your imagination. Experience this feeling fully. It is possible. Underneath the dirt and the cobwebs, this area of your life can be clean. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, let go of any part of yourself that doesn't believe in your vision. Again, big deep inhale, exhale and release. Let's take one more big breath in, and a big breath out. Bring your awareness back to the weight of your feet. Notice your thighs and your back against the chair. Slowly begin to wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes as you bring awareness back to this present moment. And whenever you're ready, gently open your eyes. That, my friend, is how your home reflects the current life you're living. Take a moment before you get up to jot down your space, the three words that described it, and then make a few notes on the area of your life and the ways in which you were able to make it clean. Now it's up to you to put that vision into practice. I know you're capable. I believe in your vision. Do you?